This story is called Theotacos or People Too. I wrote it in 1970, and then it was included in a 1986 anthology on Los Angeles Latino writers on the occasion of the 200th anniversary of Los Angeles. The anthology came out a year late. Theotacos or People Too. When I read that El Heraldo de la Raza, a Chicano paper run by commies, called me a tío taco, simply because I had said that if people in East Los Angeles did not keep their parks clean, they did not deserve them, I was stunned. They also went on to blame me because I had supported the move to trade a park in East L.A., for valuable land on the west side. Those commie bums didn't even know what a good deal it was. But I held my temper pretty good until they started calling me Tio Chueco also, which was dirty since I had been wounded until in World War II and had won the Bronze Star. Imagine, I fought the Germans to keep them from making mincemeat of the Reds, and now they're calling me Tio Taco and Tio Chueco. And like I said, I was furious. So furious that I wanted to go to Chief Roden's office to talk him into giving me a dozen of his best trained police officers to lead an attack on the headquarters and murder those foul-mouthed commies. But I held back, knowing that they wouldn't let me. And besides, some funny things started to happen that I never would have thought would happen. First, I learned that anger I felt was with myself and would destroy me if I didn't control it. I learned that under the Bill of Rights, even dirty radicals and communists had to be allowed to print what they felt, and that it was good to know what they were saying. And while I didn't mention it to no one, I began to feel a newly found sense of importance. I was no longer just Alonso Salvatores, a real estate agent attached to the mayor's office as commissioner of Parks and Recreation. I was no longer just a successful American of Mexican descent. No, the charges of being Tio Taco, sellout of Indido, actually gave me a newly found prestige. Even the heads of other departments began to invite me to their functions. And I was invited to become police commissioner, which appealed to me more than Parks and Recreation commissioner. I even became less self-conscious about my limp, which up to this point had been nothing but a curse. Even when I made people believe that I had gotten it in the war, and in fact I had gotten it because I had polio at an early age. Yes, I began to stop being just a cripple and was no longer terrified to speak a few words on behalf of the Mexican community during the mayor's banquets. The truth is for the first time, I really felt like one of the good guys. I even started feeling that when people noticed my bad leg, they somehow felt that I was a cripple because I was a one-man crusade against the communists that infiltrated our good Mexican-American communities. My real estate business began to flourish, and occasionally I could go to the city planner's office to get information, to get a better idea of what lots to buy and homes to invest in. Best of all, my credit at the banks improved, and I borrowed almost twice as much as before, even though my profit and loss statements had not grown that much. In fact, it was only a year from the time the communists came into the barrios that I was able to buy a five-bedroom home in Monterey Park, which made my wife happy for the first time, and that I could really notice. Before that, she was unhappy having to bring up our two daughters in the barrios where narcotics were more plentiful than water and tortillas, and where at least once a week one gang member would kill another gang member. One day, while I was in the middle of transacting a minor sale of property for twice the amount I had invested, I got a call from the district attorney's office. At first, I got terrified, thinking that it might have caught up with some of the deals that I had gambled on in the past. But they wouldn't tell me what the DA wanted, but assured me that it had something to do with a plan they had, which I could help them with, Later, to my great delight, I found out that they were getting ready to move on the communists and that I was being asked to be part of the plot. I even wondered if they would let me use the kind of weapon I chose. I began to see myself shooting them down. This will teach you to call me Tio Tacos, Hijos de la Tiznada. Of course, I had forgotten how much they actually made my life better and more prosperous. Besides, I have found out that there was going to be no need for shooting or anything like that. The plan called for a raid on the headquarters of Heraldo de la Raza, where they were sure they would find evidence of what they called conspiracy to cause school walkouts. All they wanted to know from me was whether I thought the community would give the communist support that would prove embarrassing to the police and DA's office. I told them that Mexicans would never support commies because they had made so much trouble for them during the Mexican Revolution. I also told them that I thought that they would like it better if they raided the headquarters and got rid of them all at once. But they admonished me and told me that even to get rid of commies, we had to use democratic process. I felt hot with embarrassment and shot by anger I did not dare to express, for I had been brought up to believe that the good guys had a right to shoot down the bad guys. The DA, after a while, sensed that I had dropped into doubt and depression and took me aside. He told me that if he could, he would give me a medal just for wanting to shoot it out with the commies, and told me that it would be the quickest way. There would be too much doubt in the minds of people who the men really were. Especially difficult, he told me, would be troubles that we have with the socialists and the young leftists and relatives of those involved. Besides, he said, this is the best and most thorough way to expose their ugly lies. And he assured me that it would be all done very systematically and scientifically. I left his office still a bit depressed, but more than anything, confused. The next day, I read the headlines of the Los Angeles papers. Communist plot uncovered. 13 arrested for conspiracy. The next time I met the DA, he reminded me that while the arrest went smoothly, he was disappointed in me because I had underestimated the kind of response that he could expect from the community. I tried to tell him that since I had moved to Monterey Park, I was not close to the people in the barrios anymore, and reminding him that people have often been known to react against the police. And to tell the truth, I wanted to tell him that the guys that he had arrested didn't really seem like communists after all. But I didn't say anything because all I wanted to do was to leave his office.